Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Diana Smith with the Inspired to Heal Radio Half Hour, coming to you from the USA. It's Tuesday, February, it's Wednesday, February 15th, and I'm going to be talking about distractor implants today. And what they are, how they distract you from creating the life that you would actually like to live, how they stop you from figuring out your issues, and what to do about them. So I'm going to try and talk a little bit slower because I have a half hour to do this, and if I talk really fast, I'll get all the information out, and we'll be left with dead air. We don't want that. So I am a consciousness specialist, expert, and an access consciousness facilitator, and I am here to help you identify your distractor implants. The distractor implants are there to remove your choice and also to make you non-functional. And distractor implants are usually lies. So there are several of them. Anger, rage, fury, and hate are the distractor implants that we're going to go over today. Some of the other ones are blame, shame, regret, and guilt. Addictive, compulsive, obsessive, and perverted points of view. Love, sex, jealousy, and peace. Life, death, living, and reality. Fear, doubt, business, and relationship. Yes, that's right. All of these things are designed to distract you from actually knowing what you know. They're designed to take you out of awareness. They're used by you to manipulate and control others, and they are used by others to manipulate and control you. Let's get into this a little bit, shall we? Like I said, distractor implants, the one we're going over today, the ones we're going over today are anger, rage, fury, and hate. Now, you may think that rage, fury, and hate are all just different types of anger, which they are, but you could also convince yourself that they're all separate and that perhaps hate is not a distractor implant, or perhaps rage and fury aren't either, but they are. They are derived from anger, and we use them in different ways, but they're all distractors nonetheless. All of them. These distractor implants, like anger, they put your attention on something that you cannot handle. When you're angry, when you're in a rage, when you have fury, are you able to handle it? Or is that kind of an out of control kind of feeling? So you can see where if you're functioning from the distractor implant of anger, rage, fury, or hate, you can't even really get truth or clarity about what's going on. When you're in rage with somebody, are you thinking clearly? Can you get clear on what is actually happening? Or are you at the effect of your emotion of rage? Yeah, you're at the effect of it. Distractor implants are everything that is designed to lock you up in this reality. All distractor implants are designed to take you out of being you. Do you typically reside in the feeling of anger, rage, fury, or hate? Are you feeling that feeling 90% of the time? No, you're not, because that's not truly who you are as a being. That's not truly who any of us are as a being. And if you are running the distractor implant of anger, rage, fury, or hate at a level of more than 50%, you're not in control of your life. You are at the effect of that feeling. You are at the effect of anger, rage, fury, and hate, and it can be used to manipulate you quite easily, I might add. Anger, rage, fury, and hate as a distractor implant, I mean, this is why anger management doesn't work. Fear is to cover up your potency. Fear covers up your potency. It covers up what you are actually capable of. You cover it up in fear. You have the capacity to be more and to do more, but you cover it up in fear. And anger, rage, fury, and hate are to keep you from choosing to expand in every area of your life. So when you have anger, rage, fury, and hate, it is hard to expand upon your life. Know what I mean? These are the things that trap all people and do not allow them to change the realities. All these distractor implants will distract you. If you clump things together, then you don't have clarity. You lose the capacity to see what is, and that does not allow you the place to create something better. But you say, but this is all what life is about. You know, love, sex, jealousy, fear, doubt, relationships, rage, hate, fury, anger. No, it's what life has created to try and distract you, to try and distract you from creating what you would actually like to create. It distracts you from asking questions. It distracts you from being aware of what is actually going on, rather than just riding on this sea of emotion with no basis of fact or truth underneath of it. Most of the time. So these distractor implants are, and especially anger and fury and hate, are the reason why you can't solve things. It's the reason why you get stuck. It's the reason why you think that you cannot fix things, you cannot solve things, you cannot figure things out. It's because you're in a distractor implant. And all you can see is that distractor. It's distracting you. That's what it's designed to do. You have to be willing to get rid of all these distractor implants. How do you get rid of them? Well, anger, rage, fury, and hate is designed to kill the earth. It's designed to kill the earth. Designed to distract us from what actually would work for the earth and to kill it. Do you have the ability to own your own reality? If these distractor implants are causing you to question your reality? Many people are run by their distractor implants. They're motivated by their distractor implants. The first way to get rid of your distractor implants is to acknowledge them, is to acknowledge that anger, rage, fury, and hate, almost every time it comes up, is distracting you. It's pulling you away. It's making you focus on anger and hate, rage and fury, rather than stopping and going into awareness and going, wow, okay, this person has a really interesting point of view. They could be right. What works for me here? What can I do to create something that will work for me rather than just being stuck in this position of anger? It's a dead end. Anger is a dead end. So if you had no more anger, rage, fury, or hate, it wouldn't allow you to create separation from people. I'll take this as an example of hate. All right, there are certain groups of people that certain other groups of people hate. I hate those people. I hate them. Okay, how much choice do you have? How much awareness do you have when you've just made the decision that you hate someone? Can you have any free choice? Are you able to exert your free will if you are in anger? If you are in hate, can you receive anything, any kind of contribution from them, if you have got the wall of anger and hate up? I mean, it's a big part of what's going on in our political climate right now, is that people are in hate. I hate Trump supporters. I hate people who supported Hillary Clinton. You know, what if you come out of that a little bit? and go, wow, that's a really interesting point of view that they have that point of view. That puts you in a state of no judgment, allowance, puts you in a space of more possibilities. So the first way to get rid of your distractor implants is to recognize that they are distractor implants and that they are distracting you. Okay? The other way to get out of your distractor implants is to realize that you are in total and complete control over your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and that every 10 seconds you get to choose them again. So if you are in the distractor implant of anger, in the next 10 seconds you can go, oh, wow, I was really angry 10 seconds ago. What would I like to choose now? How can this be different? That's one of the ways you can get rid of your distractor implants. Start recognizing them and then realizing that you have a choice. You don't have to be in that distractor implant. And that distractor implant is keeping you from actual awareness of what is really, really going on or what could really create an effective solution for both of you or all people involved. Yeah, it really does. The mind is the construct that makes you live from your distractor implants. Because all your mind can do is define the limitations of distractor implants as your reality. And in order to make yourself human, you have to live by distractor implants. I mean, seriously, people, if you go into a conversation, and I've done this, go into a conversation and someone is complaining in front of you and you're not aligning and agreeing with them, or you're not resisting and reacting, like, what do you have to say? What can you do otherwise but just ask questions? If you didn't have things to complain about, what the hell would you talk about all day? Because we've made these distractor implants part of our human existence, part of what we have created as our reality here, unknowing that we could actually create something else. We don't have to live by these distractor implants, which is why I want to talk about them, why I want to bring them up. They're distracting you, basically. In order to make yourself human, you have to live by distractor implants, which is the only way that you can create limitations in your life. Distractor implants are the only way you can create limitations. Anger, rage, fury, and hate. How much distraction does that cause for you? How distracted are you by your anger over other people's political views throughout the day? And how does that allow you to create for yourself? It doesn't. It just distracts you. You're now thinking about it. Distractor implants aren't real. Like I said, anger, rage, fury, and hate, they're not real. Anger comes from within. You know, someone doesn't make you angry. You decide to be angry, and then you decide to let that anger control your thoughts. How fun is that? How much freedom and awareness do you have with that? Distractor implants are the basis for beliefs, and without distractor implants, you can't believe in anything. You have to question everything. Yeah. So pretty much, if you say, I feel, you are in a distractor implant. I feel bad. I feel good. I feel blah, blah, blah. See, feeling is the place where you take what you're aware of and you make it your own. Where I would like to see people get to is a place where they are sensing things. They're not feeling them. They're sensing them. I sense this. That makes it something outside of you. Your sense of smell. When you smell something, do you feel it when you smell it? No. You freaking smell it within you. It's not a part of you. It's something that you are sensing. Okay? That's where we want to get you to. Be able to sense things so that you can use your knowing, your intuition. Your intuition doesn't work off your feelings. Even though you might have a weird feeling about something, you might have a heavy feeling about something. You may identify it as something negative. There is no right or wrong. It's just contraction and expansion. Does this contract my life? Does this expand my life? Okay, because what's right for you may not necessarily be what's right for me. But I digress. Distractor implants distract you from what is actually going on. They are not real. Anger, rage, fury, and hate are not real. You are distracted by these things, and you think, well, if I can just handle this, everything will be okay. If I can just calm this anger down, everything will be fine. Except that that's not what's really going on. It's not really the problem. Anger usually comes up for two reasons. One, someone's lying to you, and you're getting angry and you don't really understand why. I don't understand why you're so angry in certain situations, and sometimes it's because they're lying to you. And you're just getting an awareness of it, but you're misidentifying it and thinking, I'm just mad at this person, I'm just angry at them, okay? Also, anger also comes up a lot of times when there is change available and you are not willing to take it. There's change available and you're not willing to take it. I'll just take an example of my son's girlfriend. She got in trouble at school. You know, she's messing around in the hall doing something she wasn't supposed to do or somewhere where she wasn't supposed to be. And she got in trouble for it. And she got angry because she was in trouble. So let's talk about that. Why do you think that anger comes up? The anger comes up because she knew that there was another choice available. And she chose not to take it. And now she is suffering with the consequences of that choice. And she's angry. That's her distractor. It's distracting her from the choice that she actually could have made. It's distracting her from the awareness. That's what it is. It's distracting her from the awareness that she chose this. Her choice actually created the situation. So there you go. Anger comes up. Why? Because there was change available that she could have chose that she decided not to. She ignored her awareness and then suffered the consequences of it. And now she's angry. Who's she angry with? Nobody. You could say, yes, she's angry with herself. She's angry at the other person. She thinks she's angry at the other person. Okay? When in fact, who's she really angry with? Herself. And is she really angry? No. This is a feeling that comes up to separate her from the awareness that she could have chosen something else. That's what that is. So, So it's not really, anger isn't really the problem. It's not really the cause. Fury is not the problem. Rage is not the problem. When you've gotten into these distractor implants, you're already past the problem. You've already misidentified, misapplied, misinterpreted the problem. You asked no questions. You went straight to feeling. You went straight to distractor. It's not really the cause. So how you can solve, it's not really the cause. And it's not really how you solve anything. You can't. You can't solve anything when you're in the distractor implant of anger, rage, fury, and hate, which is why all of these things take you away from actually being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. The value of holding on to these distractor implants is everything that you try to make, is everything that you choose to try to make you human. If you hold on to distractor implants, then you have a reason to have a problem with people. When you don't function from distractor implants, it's very hard for people to control you. When you notice yourself functioning from any of these distractor implants, anger, rage, fury, and hate, like I said, we'll go over the rest of them in the next couple of days. When you notice yourself functioning from any of these, anger, rage, fury, and hate, you first need to acknowledge, wow, I am functioning from anger, rage, fury, and or hate. It's distracting me. What else would I like to choose? You could also try the technique of destroying and uncreating it all. or as we like to say, letting it go. I prefer destroying and uncreating because you created this, you can now uncreate it. And sometimes destroying shit that doesn't work for you is just fun. So there are no pieces of it left to come back and reestablish themselves. That's why. All right. So, wow, I'm in anger, rage, fury, and hate right now. I'm in anger right now. Wow. All right. That's a really interesting point of view. And everything that is, I'd like to destroy and uncreate it. Do a little sweeping motion, long breath, breathe in, breathe out, and visualize yourself letting it go. And in whatever way works for you, you know, you can visualize driving a dump truck over a cliff. You can visualize it flying away with the wind. You can visualize little freaking leprechauns coming and taking away and putting it in the pot of gold. I don't give a crap what you visualize. Just visualize something that works for you and let it go. All right? Let it go. Because as you're operating with that distractor implant rolling around in your head, you can't think straight. You will not think straight. All right, cool. So what else do I want to say about that? Things that are unsolvable in your life are usually distractor implants. Unsolvable. If you deemed it and identified it and decided, concluded that it was something unsolvable, guaranteed it's one of these distractor implants. Guaranteed. Anger, rage, fury, hate, blame, shame, regret, and guilt, addictive, compulsive, obsessive, perverted points of view, love, sex, jealousy, and peace, life, death, living, and reality, fear, doubt, business, and relationship. Yep, you're stuck in one of them if you find that something is out of your awareness and that you are unable to solve it. Yep. So where was I? Anger. Anger. So what was I saying? Yes, things that are unsolvable are usually a distractor implant. When someone comes at you with anger, rage, or fury, what do you do? Well, if somebody comes at you with a distractor implant, you can destroy and uncreate. You can just destroy and uncreate it all. Or you can hit them with, in your mind, not hit them with, but think in your mind, interesting point of view, that you have that point of view. Because that reaction, that phrase, interesting point of view, that you have that point of view of someone that's coming at you with anger, rage, fury, or hate, puts you in a space of allowance. And that space of allowance is kind of like creating yourself as a mist so that nothing that comes at you can hit, you know what I mean? Just kind of slides right through you. And then another person's anger, rage, fury, and hate is usually slightly diffused because they're confused. They're like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be reacting. You're supposed to be, you know, putting up a wall, and you're not. And their energy just kind of fizzles out. They don't know what to do with it. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, they'll calm down, and then you can handle it. Anger is a force that people use to control others. Okay, anger only has one purpose, and that's to stop you from being present. And once you get that anger is a distractor implant, you can clear it from your universe or anybody else's universe. Yes, that's right. You really can. You can clear the whole freaking thing. All that stuff underneath the distractor implant of anger, I would like to destroy and uncreate it now. Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. That is a clearing statement from Access Consciousness. Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. It is short speak that is meant to bypass your conscious mind and go into the subconscious mind where these things are actually running and actually running your life. Don't question it. Just do it. So once you clear the other person of the anger, they will stop being angry. Whether they know that you're doing it or not, they just will. We also use anger as a force to make us do what we don't want to do. You know, for example, like fire someone. Anger is something that you will create an anger towards that person so that it is now easier for you to separate from them. We also do this in relationships. Rather than going from the point where we are actually aware that the relationship isn't working anymore, we stay too long, we create anger and hate in order to make it easier for us to separate from them. You see what you did? You took yourself, you ignored your awareness, and then you're now using anger and hate as an excuse to get out of the relationship that you already were aware wasn't working for you, rather than just going from the point of your awareness and taking it from there. See how that works? See how you create anger, rage, fury, and hate in order to separate yourself from others so that you don't have to be aware? It's also a place where you've ignored your awareness. Like I said, in the example of the girl who got in trouble at school, okay, and now she's angry at the consequences of her choice. What she's really angry is that she had a different choice and she didn't choose it. That'll piss you off, won't it? But you're now in a distractor implant. So what do you do about that? You back yourself up. You go, wow, I'm in a distractor implant. I want to destroy and create everything that this is, everything that's making me feel, everything that's making me be. And where can I go from now? Where can I go from here? What am I unaware? What am I unwilling to be aware of? Where did I ignore my awareness way back when? What can I do differently here that will change all this? What other possibilities do I have available to me? All right, now these are questions that you may come up with an answer with right away. These are also questions that may take a little time for the universe to rearrange some things and give you some awareness about. But you'll have a much easier time with some awareness on how to solve things if you ask some questions rather than if you just go into your distractor implant. Guaranteed, every time you're in a distractor implant, you are either ignoring your awareness or unwilling to be aware, unwilling to ask some questions. That's how this works, people. That is how it works. And distractor implants will get you every time. Distractor implants are never the issue. The distractor implant sits on top of all the lies, and so it keeps it coming back again and again. So you just need to pod and pock all that, destroy and uncreate it, dump it off the proverbial cliff in a dump truck, and get rid of that shit. That's what you got to do. So, thank you, everybody, for listening today. Anger, rage, fury, and hate. Perhaps tomorrow on the show, I'm going to be doing 10 days of distractor implant talks. Later on in the series, I will try to get some people on to have some conversations with me about that, because I don't know how much even do have the gift of gab. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. I hope you join me for the next 10 days. Diana Smith with Inspired to Heal. It is Wednesday, February 15th, and I will be here till the 25th. That'll be awesome. Every day, I hope you join me, and I hope you enjoyed this conversation, this talk about distractor implants, and next time I'll put the guest call in, and maybe you can call in and ask some questions. So thanks so much, everybody. Don't forget to like my Facebook page, Inspired to Heal. Please subscribe to my radio show, Inspired to Heal, and Blog Talk Radio. And have a wonderful day, everybody. Stay conscious, stay aware, and stay happy. Thanks. Bye. Have a good one.